Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 20th, and today we have our encore show featuring Vernon Dozier. Now, I know that we have talked an awful lot about Vernon's You Need Your Mama podcast. I don't know what happened to that. Do you?
I have no idea. I thought he started it, and then he just...
Yeah, he got disinterested. He got busy.
Oh, did he really? Let him know. Never mind.
Keep that stuff, you know, off the air, Phil.
Great. Vernon Dozier joins us. Coach Vernon Dozier, the great football coach from Belmar Academy, the winner of a variety of divisional titles and league titles there in high school football.
They get it, Phil.
So today we have his initial podcast, You Need Your Mama. It goes completely off the rails. Frank Gray joins us. Jason J. Delmonico is there. And Dr. Jim Sadler trying to help the coach say the word mama. Here it is. Coach Vernon Dozier, You Need Your Mama. Hi, everybody. This is Jason J. Delmonico. I'm going to do this song. I'll do it gooder.
They say you're going to do it gooder. It's going to get angry.
Hold on. Here it is. Everybody wants to go outside and have a lot of fun. I'm the kind of guy what wants to go out to woo. Let's go under the sink and see what there is to sniff. But I won't do it on account I don't want to be, brain damage.
That blows.
It blows, Dad, because I was not allowed to...
Are we getting to my...
We'll get to you in a minute, Coach.
Everybody wants to sniff what's under the sink today. They'll go to your house and see what your mom's cleaning with.
What?
Let's go under the... Never mind.
Well, look, Jason, I told your mother that you'd be allowed to sing the song, and it asked me to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, you're calling Mom it, you know.
I don't know what it's talking about. This is Coach Dernan. Turn that off, please.
Yeah, but hold on for a minute. Let's go under the sink and see what there's to sniff. That's...
Why would you sing a song like... Hold on. Kill it. Jason, listen, I'm a coach. I'm a high school teacher.
You understand me, huh?
I think I'd understand you a little bit better than your parents sometimes. Why would you want to sing a song like that?
Just because it was a catchy melody, I knew it would piss people off.
All right, so all you're trying to do is just shock people, is that it?
Yeah, so?
Nothing. Can we, I don't like the way you're talking to it. It's my son.
He calls me it.
I understand. Let's just do this, okay? We'll discuss this later.
Yeah, whatever you say, Dad.
This is Frank Gray, and I'm here with Coach Vernon Dozier, and it's time for... The Coach Vernon Dozier It Needs Its Mama Show. With Coach Vernon Dozier, longtime coach, Belmar Academy. And here it is. Yeah, thank you very much, Frank. And the reason why we have Frank Gray here, and I don't mind talking about this.
Well, Phil said not to...
I know what Phil said. And I listen to all these shows on the Phil Henry platform, and they always give you the backstory of what's going on. Well, I'd like to give the backstory, too, today on the Coach Vernon Dozier. I can't say it. Here on the Coach Vernon Dozier Needs His Mama. He can't say mama. Yeah.
Coach Vernon Dozier, He Needs His Mama Show. Brought to you by Clairol. Not really, but I wanted to hear what it sounded like, me saying that.
Okay, thanks, folks, and welcome to the Coach Vernon Dozier
It Needs Its Mama
Show. And one thing that needs to be brought, first of all, I didn't know that your son was going to sing Everybody Wants to Sniff Something.
No, the name of the song is Let's See What's Under the Sink. I told it I didn't want it to sing. The mother, its mother, my wife, said, yeah.
Okay. Let me just clarify something. I know you've been to the Brainwave Institute.
I have. I just went the other day.
Okay. Because you used to get your genders confused, then you went to getting them... Then you went to calling everybody it. I know none of this makes sense to you.
Not a damn bit of it.
Okay. And then you started calling everyone the right pronoun, but you were dragging it out. You were saying he, law, you know. You've heard this, right?
I've heard people tell me that I have completely butchered up the use of pronouns down to you. Now, let me tell you, I've got no homophobia. If you want to call yourself it, whatever you want to call yourself. But this has to do with the fact that I hadn't gotten in. Myself and Gene Davey, we'd been out on the town, and we got a dose, and it went untreated, and my mind began to come unglued.
Yeah, and yet you've had a successful career as a entertainment attorney.
That's correct, yeah.
Even though you can't use the right... You've been calling people it.
What's so funny about that?
I think it's hysterical, the fact that you've been able to have a successful career. So, bottom line is, you were at the Brainwave Institute when?
I was at the Brainwave a week ago Monday, and I talked to Dr. Rico Hoover.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with that?
No, nothing. Dr. Rico Hoover, okay.
And Dr. Hoover adjusted my medication, so I'm back. I'm back to neutralizing, is what he said.
Right, because you are calling everybody it now.
Okay. Well, that's what Dr. Hoover said would happen.
And the reason is because why?
The reason is because I couldn't say the word. Everyone said I was stretching out it, or however.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, Coach, you look down your nose at me. You're the guy that can't say mama.
Okay. This gets to the point. What is it about this show, the Phil Henry Show?
What is it? I know what you're saying. What about the show? Nobody talks good on it.
No one knows how to. And what do you mean talks good? You're an educated man. No one knows how to talk properly. Let's use that term.
All right. No one knows how to talk properly. Well, actually, the only two people that can are you and me.
Well, but what about that Dr. Sadler?
Dr. Sadler, it doesn't know how to say anything right because it didn't study hard enough.
Yeah, okay, so it doesn't say anything right.
Why do you call it it? All right, never mind. Sorry I brought it up. You seem flustered.
No, I'm fine. Welcome, folks, to the Coach Vernon Dozier.
You. Oh. It needs its mama.
It's called He Needs His...
Mama.
Yeah. And the reason why Frank Gray is here doing it, saying the word...
Mama.
...is because I can't. I've had... This is what I mean about this show. I step into this studio, and I sound like someone just took a ball-peen hammer to my brain. And you can hear Frank, and you hear what happens. So,
what are you trying to say? It's like in the water or something?
I don't know what is. Maybe it's Mr. Henry.
Here's an idea. Maybe Phil hires people that have a problem talking good, or I mean talking properly, as you say, and it's doing us a favor.
Yeah, okay. It's doing us a favor. All right, so here on today's He Needs His...
Me?
Yes.
Mama.
...show, we're going to interview Brad Ween. Brad is the father of Tyler Ween, a young man who we looked at very seriously for a quarterback to be our starting quarterback last season. We're coming into the summer months. We'll begin doing our one-a-day, and we'll begin doing our...
What happened to you?
Nothing. I'm trying to get to parse the words out. We're going to begin doing our training camp this summer because I'm back as head coach.
Well, that's the thing that needs to be clarified because Coach Dozier, quit. You quit, right?
Yes, I did.
Because the pressure was tough, but now it's come back and it'll be head coach.
Right, I've come back and I've taken over from...
Jason Moron.
Jason Moron, who... I don't want to thank Coach Moron for, stepping into the breach, if you will.
What's with you? You're moving around in the chair.
I'm trying to get comfortable here because I can't say...
Mama.
No, I can't. All right, so we're going to talk to Brad Ween. His son Tyler was going to be our starter, but I thought better of it, and I recommended a different starter to Coach Moron, and he went with a kid by the name of Kyle Buckboard. And
Kyle Buckboard was starting quarterback last season.
Yeah. Brad, Mr. Ween, has done nothing but squeal and squeal yet again. Now, this summer, I'll be at Subway, earning extra money because...
Why don't you get a job where they pay?
What do you mean, why don't I get a job where they pay?
Well, you're taking these summer jobs.
I could get any coaching job. I'm devoted to developing Belmar Academy's football program, and when I do, then I'll probably move on to, the pro ranks.
The pro ranks, you're close to retirement age.
Hey, quit pulling it out and tinkling over everything that I hold dear.
All right, I'm sorry.
So I'll be at Subway to get a little extra spending money. And I know that Mr. Ween will be coming in and crying about the fact that Tyler, his dear son, is not starting. So we're going to come back with an interview with Brad Ween
and talk about his son Tyler here on He Needs His Mama Show with me, Coach Vernon Dozier.
Jesus.
Coach Vernon Dozier, He Needs His Mama. We'll be right back.
Friends, if they tell you once, they tell you a million times around here, you got to get a backstage pass. And I will say this. The only reason to get one, in my opinion, is you can listen to back issues and back, what do they call it?
Well, back podcasts. Archive podcasts.
Archive podcasts of me, Coach Vernon Dozier, and the many appearances I've had on the Phil Henry Show. Going back many years, Belmar Academy, winning seasons, losing seasons. It never failed to get a big laugh out of the crew here. Mr. Henry, Margaret Gray, all the rest of them, laugh and laugh and laugh at my misery and my misfortune.
Don't sound bitter.
You know, no, I'm not bitter. I understand that there were times I must have sounded like a real funny man.
Don't forget to get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website. Coach Vernon Dozier is just one of the many individuals you can hear in the archives. And it's quite entertaining when you listen to its podcasts and the way it coaches high school football. And I'd like to say, as Frank Gray, I consider Coach Dozier, I think it's one of my best friends. It's someone I admire very much. I call it a close friend.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show and listen to Coach Dozier and listen to it talk about the stuff that it talks about.
Knock it off.
And now back to Coach Vernon Dozier. Frank Gray. Now back to Coach Vernon Dozier here on
He Needs His Mama Show. I got Frank Gray in announcing today because I went to the Brainwave Institute.
That didn't do any good for you, huh?
I was told by Mr. Henry and some of the people here that I should go to the Brainwave Institute in La Jolla because I was out of control there for a while. I can't, you know, and it's always been a big, big part of my program. Mind over matter makes athletes. M-O-M-M-A.
No, why don't you try it one time?
M-O-M-M-A.
Mama.
See, I can't.
It means to say mama.
Yeah, it means to say mama. That's a program that I developed for Belmar Academy, Mind Over Matter Makes Athletes. And since then, we've put a great many athletes through the program, a program that I developed, and yet I can't pronounce the word. I can't say the word because I got something. Man, I don't know what it is.
Well, there's something the way that Coach Dozier is saying mama, it doesn't understand none of the doctors. But then again, you know, I had a problem saying the different pronouns, and now with the help of the Brainwave Institute.
Yeah, with the help of the Brainwave, with the help of the Brainwave Institute, you're back to calling people it.
Well, laugh if you want, but I'm not laughing.
All right, let me get on here. Brad Dean, one of our parents at Belmar Academy. Brad Ween. Brad is the father of Tyler Ween. I know you're having a parent meeting tonight, Brad?
Yeah, we are, Coach. We've got parents from all four levels at Belmar Academy, and not all of them are parents of athletes, but this is a good time for me to clear the air with you as to why Tyler is not starting at quarterback. Last year you gave him a look. You said you'd give him another look this year.
He's not starting at quarterback because he doesn't have the arm that we need.
Right, and well, I heard that last year. You're saying the same thing this year.
I'm saying the same thing about your son this year. And you are a classic example, Brad.
Well, don't you hold on for a minute.
No, you are a classic example of these parents that stick their noses into the middle of my business and tell me how to do my job, and you want your son to start a quarterback, and if he doesn't, then you're going to cause all kinds of hell. And I'll tell you, I'm going to be at Belmar Academy long after you're gone.
I hope to be gone as soon as Tyler graduates. We don't want any part of that school. I don't want any part of that school.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I think he got a fairly decent education, but as far as the way he was treated as an athlete, I thought he was treated like he was something out of the bottom of a can. And so,
something out of the bottom of a can. I gave your son a good look last year.
Yeah, I'll bet you gave him a good look. I'm joking. I'm just kidding.
Hey, yeah, are you joking?
I'm just joking.
Well, I think you keep talking to him.
I didn't like that crack.
Well, hold on. Yes, sir. This is Frank Gray. Coach Dozier, it's got its feelings hurt. Yes, I said it. Yes, but...
Oh, hey, you there, Brad?
What was that?
Nothing. Brad, I'm sorry I hung up on you, but you can't talk that way to me.
Well, look, are you going to start my son a quarterback or not?
I am not going to start your son a quarterback, and this is exactly why we have you on this program.
I know, because I need my mama. Is that it?
You need your mama. and your son needs his
mom.
I guess both of you need your
mamas.
You know, Coach, you're the guy, you can't even say the word mama. You think I need my mama. Every time you say mama, you sound like you're four. Say it again.
Hey, let me tell you what, Brad. If you want to do this the nice way, we can do it that. We want to the hard way, we'll do that.
And what does that mean?
I mean, the next time I see you at practice, I'll send you home with a brand new haircut.
Oh, is that right? Well,
there is Brad Ween, the father of Tyler Ween. And if you're listening, Tyler, your dad is what I call, he's not a winner, he's a wiener.
Hey, I want to give a round of applause to that one.
All right, this is Coach Vernon Dozier. With me is Frank Gray, and this is the He Needs His Mama show. And the reason I got Frank here,
the reason why he's got me here is because he can't say the word mama, as a lot of you know if you've been listening for a while.
Yeah, I know.
It's depressing, isn't it?
Yes, it's very depressing. Because I was able to say it back in the day when I was, I put all my power and I put all of my desire and I put all of my anger into that word.
Yeah, I used to say mama. Oh, yeah, mama. You really kicked the word out.
I know.
And now it can't say it. As hard as it tries, it can't.
And then I got this guy here, Frank Gray, who calls everybody it. He wasn't able to call him. He used to call me she.
Well,
just hold on, Frank. Used to call me she, and I sat and I took it, okay? I took it because I knew Frank was brain damaged. I took it because I knew Frank needed help. And I sat and I listened to Frank Gray day in and day out call me she.
Hello.
Would you not do that, please?
I'm sorry. My hand slipped. I'm sorry.
Day in and day out, it called me it. I just called you it.
I don't understand.
Day in and day out.
Here, I'm going to throw that thing across the room, man. I swear to God.
We'll be right back here with the Coach Vernon Dozier. He Needs His Mama show. I'm Jason J. Delmonico. It's my dad, Frank Gray.
Well, you refer to me as your father, okay? I can't believe it. It doesn't give me the respect what I deserve.
Yeah, that's my dad, Frank Gray. Jason J. Delmonico here for the backstage pass of the Phil Henry Show. Yeah. Get a backstage pass, go something like this. Everybody wants to go and get a backstage pass. I wanna get one to woo. I'm not talking about a backstage pass to Mary Lynn.
Wait. Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Don't do that. You're making it foul. You're making it crude and foul.
I'm sorry. Let me do it again. I didn't mean to say the last part about...
Take it easy, kid. You know what? You're gonna put me in prison.
No, Dad. I swear to God, I won't. I swear to God, I won't.
Make it about a backstage pass.
Make it about the website, kid.
I understand. I don't know what got into me. Here's what I really want to say. All right. Everybody wants to get a backstage pass to the Henry Show. Whoa. I'm gonna get one to woo. I will go and get some money and get a year subscription and maybe even get one for a month too. Get a backstage pass to the Henry Show. Get a backstage pass to the Henry Show. Look under the sink, see if there's something to sniff it.
Shut up. The world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online.
Other than porn. Welcome back to Coach Vernon Dozier. It Needs Its Mama show. This is Frank Gray.
I'm Coach Vernon Dozier.
And the reason why I'm on the program here is...
We don't have to keep telling people why, do we?
Well, everyone points out...
Right. If you point out why you're on the show, I'm going to point out why you're here.
Why I'm here?
I'm going to point out...
I'm on the show because Coach can't say mama.
Yeah, and this is a guy that calls everyone it because he can't remember the right gender...
Well, I went to the Brainwave Institute, and they gave me a new medication.
So all it is medication, huh?
It's medication coupled with electroshock.
Do you love it, folks? Here's a show that's hosted by a guy that can't say
mama.
And the guy that is saying mama has just been in, for electroshock. What kind of a world do we live in?
You're really wrecked, Coach.
Yeah.
You want to know what your problem is, kid? I'm going to go ahead and say it, even though I may. You need your mama. Hey, look at that. I figured it out.
It's a crazy world we live in, because the coach is weird. I am...
Get out of here. All right. Knock it off, Jason.
Well, it is. It's just...
Okay, let me say something right here. Thank you very much, Jason J. Delmonico.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, the young boy, look, its mother named it that. What's your problem? You know what my problem is? Here's the whole, I'm sitting here doing a show, and the whole purpose of this show is sitting right in front of me with Frank Gray and its son.
Oh, now, quit calling me that. You're making fun of my dad.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. You want to know what you need, kid? Looks like maybe you do need your mama.
Hey, you didn't sound like a squeaking baby.
You said it good.
I did, didn't I? It must have been the fact that I'm so pissed off.
Maybe you don't need me anymore.
That would be a blessing. Let me try this one more time. You're listening to Coach Vernon Dozier Show. He needs his mama.
The Coach Vernon Dozier Show. It sounds like it figured out how to say mama, so it doesn't sound like it takes a diaper. Coach Vernon Dozier doesn't sound like it takes a diaper no more.
Like I take a diaper, huh?
Hey, Coach, I'm glad you figured it out, okay? Otherwise, I think you need your mama.
I don't need my mama.
Why'd you get ready the backstory on that?
You know what? I got your backstory swinging.
Yeah, I bet you do.
You ought to give people a backstory on it. How your mom kissed you on the mouth.
Hey, get it out of here.
Yeah, get it out of here.
I'll get it out of here. It's Coach Vernon Dozier. Yeah, that's right. I'm feeling better now. I'm feeling much, much better. Hey, crank that music. Where's the engineer? Turn it up, will you? How's that? Coach Vernon Dozier. And he needs his mama. Let me tell you how it all started for me, okay? My mother would drop me off at school in front of all the other kids. She'd say, "Have a nice day, Vernon." And then she'd kiss me on the lips.
God damn.
That's right, yeah. That's right. That's when I swore a blood oath I would never need my
mama
again. Shit.
Looks like you reverted.
Yeah, you had a relapse.
On account of you talking about how it used to kiss it on the lips.
You know, as many of the problems I got with my mother, I don't like hearing my mother referred to as it.
Coach Vernon Dozier Show. And it's gonna want its mama.
Get out of both of you guys. Get out of here. Yeah, what do you want?
I thought I'd come in and help you out do the announcing.
You're gonna help me do. You're Dr. Sadler, aren't you?
Yes, I was driving by. I heard the problems you were having. I thought I'd.
You parked in the lot?
Hold on. Hey, Sadler, you got me boxed in.
Oh, sorry, but I gotta move my car.
On this show, ladies and gentlemen, the Coach Vernon Dozier Show, where I don't know how to say the word, mama. I can't say it, so I have to get in a guy that calls everybody it to say it, and the guy that stops by to help me out is a guy that lost half of his tongue in a cheetah training accident.
Yeah, next time, don't box me in.
I heard you the first time, so I thought I'd stop by. Are you on?
Yeah, I'm on. Everything's rolling. Yeah, we had to stop the video cast because here. All right, let me start this all over again, folks. We had a technical malfeasance. We turned off the video cast. This is the Coach Vernon Dozier. Hold on for a minute.
Well, I can say it. It's the Coach Vernon Dozier. He needs his mama.
Oh, fuck. Hold on.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute.
Everybody wants...
No. Hold on. We got a... This whole thing is a cluster...
You want to watch the language?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Just turn that down, will you? Now, what's going on around here, okay?
I stopped by.
And stopped by to do my job for me. What's it doing here?
But you call me it one more time. Friend, I'm going to start to throw some hands.
You're not going to throw hands on my dad without me. I'll pair your head and stretch your neck. And man, you'll look pretty fine.
You're going to stretch my neck, huh?
All right, everybody out of here.
Oh, hold on.
Everybody out of here.
But wait, I was going to...
Everybody out of here.
Blindsided.
What's that talking? I hear someone talking.
This has been a production of The Phil Henry Show. Executive producer, Mr. Henry. For CMPRE Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
This has been the most disastrous experience of my career. Not as, thank God I have coaching to fall back on. Because if I had to rely on talking on this...
I said I'd help you.
Help yourself, Sadler. Get some help.
You need your mama.
Hey, you said it good that time.